Ang kabataan ni Susan Leigh ay ginugol sa paglilipat-lipat mula sa iba't ibang lugar sa mundo kasunod ng kanyang ama na nagtatrabaho sa intelihensya ng Britain. Isinilang sa mga magulang na Ingles sa Nigeria, lumipat ang kanyang pamilya sa United Arab Emirates nang siya ay 1 taon pa lamang. Sinabi niya na naglakbay ang kanyang pamilya sa kahabaan ng Emirates dahil sa trabaho ng kanyang ama.
We'd wait for my dad to come home and tell us what he'd been doing, which was chasing bandits, arresting people with caches of arms and drugs. And, you know, I just thought that's what dads did.
Sa edad na 10 taon, ipinadala siya sa isang boarding school sa England samantalang nananatiling nakatira ang kanyang magulang sa UAE. Sinabi niya na nakaranas siya ng pagkagulat sa bagong kultura at naramdaman niyang tagalabas siya sa England.
I was completely different and I had different clothes, a different accent. People talked about music. I had no idea what it was. The sorts of music they talked about. So, it was all just very strange.
Noong 1974, nang siya ay nasa 17 taon, lumikas ang kanyang pamilya sa Australia at bumili ng isang hobby farm sa Queensland. Ayon kay Susan, wala siyang naging malinaw na plano para sa kanyang kinabukasan.
I didn't consider politics. If you had asked me then, what did I want to do? I would have said, I want to fly an aeroplane. So, it seemed a very remote possibility.
Sinubukan niyang kumuha ng karera sa aviasyon at tumanggap ng kanyang lisensya sa pagpapalipad sa edad na 20 taon. Nakatulong ito sa paglalakbay niya sa kanyang electorate na may lawak na halos 250,000 kwadrado kilometro, halos kasing laki ng New Zealand. Sinabi ni Binibining Lay na ang lupain ang isang dahilan kung bakit minahal niya ang kanyang pwesto sa farer na nasa kabukiran ng New South Wales.
To me, the deserts of the Middle East give me the connection to my country, and one of the reasons I love the outback so much is because it reminds me of where I grew up.
Subalit ang kanyang daan sa politika ay malayo sa pagiging kontrobersyal. Gumugol siya ng 17 taon ng pagtatrabaho sa bukid kasama ng kanyang asawa bago nagkaroon ng pagnanasa para sa serbisyo publiko pagkatapos isilang ang kanyang unang anak.
I started university at age 30, which was really the beginning of a long journey of understanding about why I wanted to contribute to the economic future of rural Australia and how I might best do that, and politics became that pathway.
Idinagdag niya na ang lugar na pinanggalingan niya at ang mga lugar na dinalaw niya ay pawang humubog sa kung sino siya ngayon.
35 years after I flew out of that coal boarding school from London and landed in the bright sunshine of Brisbane, 35 years to the month, I went back to London. And when I stepped out at Heathrow, I immediately thought, I'm home. So there was something about England that reminded me of home in a really nice way. But I also know that when I went back to Dubai, only very briefly, I also thought I was home. And I also know that the country I would miss the most if I was anywhere else would be Australia.
Sinabi din ni Binibining Lane ang mahabang kasaysayan ng Albury at ang migrante dito ay malimit na nakakalimutan. Ang katabing suburb ng Boneglia sa Victoria ay ang pinakamalaki at pinakamatagal na tumatakbong sentro ng pagtanggap sa mga migrante pagkatapos ng gera. Idinagdag niya na ang maliit na protesta laban sa pagtatayo ng moske sa lugar ay nakakalungkot.
I would never presume to suggest what may or may not be Australian. That's not me, and I think that's because I'm a migrant to this country. It's not that I feel I'm a visitor, but I feel that the enormous privilege that I have of coming effectively from nowhere, with no patronage, no money, no profile, but able to enter the Australian Parliament, be part of one of the world's best democracies, I think that underscores a lot of what it means to be Australian, because this is a land of opportunity like absolutely no other. I don't want anyone's story in this country to mean that they aren't part of what it means to be Australian. And, you know, it's all part of who we are.
Ang tatlong bahaging dokumentaryong pinamagatang DNA Nation ay mapapanood sa SBS mamayang gabi sa ganap na 8:00 kalahati at pagkatapos ay sa SBS On Demand.